Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
This psalm is called a maskil, or contemplation, and we do well to follow the author's suggestion. If you recall how Psalm 1 began, it has a certain familiarity with Psalm 32. Listen, quote, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful." Psalm 1, verse 1. That makes sense. The man who never does these things is blessed indeed. However, the list of such men is very short. In fact, there's only one who qualifies, quote, "who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners." Hebrews 7:26. Remember that the first phrase could be translated, "Oh, the happinesses." Is this heavenly ecstasy only available to this one man? We might think so, until we begin Psalm 32. Quote, "Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered," verse 1. Again, the initial construction is the same. Oh, the happinesses. But this celestial joy is not here said to be for that blessed man for whom transgression was impossible, to whom sin was unthinkable. Instead, it's for those whose sins and transgressions were an impenetrable barrier between their souls and God. But somehow, some glorious somehow, their sin was kasa, meaning not only covered, but completely concealed. And their transgression was nasa, meaning not only forgiven, but entirely removed. Nasa and kasa. What happy words. David has two additional explanations to help us understand the dramatic change. Quote, "Blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit." Verse 2. On the sinner's part, there must be complete honesty about our desperate condition. On God's part, he is prepared to transfer what we deserve away from us, and thus we can be forgiven.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.